I'm storyteller and folklorist Dale Jarvis. This is the story of Paddy Mahoney's Gold from Little Colonnet Island in St. Mary's Bay. One of Newfoundland's more intriguing figures of the late 19th century was the Most Reverend Michael Francis Howley. When he wasn't busy acting as Archbishop, Howley found time to design the city's coat of arms, write countless letters to the English, Canadian, and Newfoundland press, act as an authority on the controversy of Cabot's landfall, restore and beautify the basilica, compose poetry and operettas, and design the Belvedere Orphanage building. He was something of a Renaissance man. Howley also had a great interest in the folklore of Newfoundland. For 10 years, he contributed to the Newfoundland Quarterly, a series of articles on the place names and legends of the island. In December of 1909, Howley included in his regular Newfoundland Quarterly article a tantalizing story about a place called Horse's Head and an ill-fortuned man named Paddy Mahoney. Horse's Head was so named for a remarkable rock which had the appearance of a horse's head. The rock is to be found on Little Colonnet Island, which together with its bigger brother Great Colonnet Island is situated in the middle of St. Mary's Bay. While he was able to give a fairly certain explanation for the name of Horse's Head, the Most Reverend was less certain about the name Colonnet. Howley speculated that local people had derived this name from the word colonel. Later researchers, however, argue that the name Colonnet is both a French family name and a place name, Colonnet, in the Channel Islands. Horse's Head was inhabited by the aforementioned Paddy Mahoney, who dwelt in what Howley referred to as a solitary hut. Somehow, and Howley is very vague on this point, it was revealed to the lucky Paddy that a great treasure was to be found in a certain place near Horse's Head. Paddy lost no time, and set out with a shovel in hand in search of the buried treasure. As the digging promised to be long, lonely work, the recluse took his daughter with him for company. When Paddy reached the spot of the concealed loot, he sat the girl down on a rock where she could supervise his efforts. Mr. Mahoney set to work, digging as best he might. At last it seemed that his exertions were to be rewarded. His shovel struck something hard, and upon further excavation a great iron-bound chest came into view. No sooner had the top of the chest appeared at the bottom of the pit than Paddy heard a roar like thunder. This earth-shaking sound was quickly followed by a terrified scream from his distraught daughter. Paddy looked up in time to see a raging bull rushing out from the bush and heading straight for his daughter on the rock. The bull charged, tail erect and horns lowered. Noble father that he was, Paddy forsook both the relative safety of the pit and the lure of the gold. Shovel raised, he charged the bull, ready to strike. As Paddy ran for the bull, it suddenly vanished completely. When he returned to the pit, the chest had vanished as well. When the man looked around, he saw at some distance from shore a small boat rowed by a solitary figure. The figure was described as a huge black man, and in the stern of the stranger's boat was a large iron-bound chest. The stranger rowed off into the distance, and was never seen in St. Mary's Bay again. And what about our hero, the brave Paddy Mahoney? Well, it seems he got neither the treasure nor an explanation for the stranger's amazing transformation. Such is life. I'm storyteller and folklorist Dale Jarvis with the story of Paddy Mahoney's Gold from my book Haunted Shores, True Ghost Stories of Newfoundland and Labrador, published by Flanker Press.